A familiar name is entering Wisconsin's gubernatorial race. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is joining a crowded field of candidates. It's Tuesday, December 2nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin's public schools will be getting less money from the state than they anticipated for special education services. And in some communities, people who call non-emergency lines may be answered by AI rather than police dispatchers. Stay with us.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from many small retailers. Local independent stores in downtowns across Wisconsin are open and stocked for holiday gift shopping. Shopping small supports local neighborhood businesses. What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio, with dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who have made this journey possible.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes has entered the race for governor in Wisconsin. As Rich Kramer reports, Barnes joins an already large Democratic primary field.
After months of speculation, Barnes posted a social media video today touting a pro-labor and affordability theme. The video opens with Barnes standing beside his father's United Auto Workers Union jacket, which he says represented a time when Wisconsin families could afford to buy a home, raise a family, and retire.
That's not the case anymore. Seems like the harder you work, the more Washington looks the other way. Lower taxes for billionaires, higher prices for working people.
Barnes also attacked President Donald Trump in his launch video, accusing him of governing by chaos. Several Democrats are already running for governor, but early polling suggests Barnes has better name recognition. He ran for U.S. Senate in 2022, narrowly losing to Republican Ron Johnson. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin school districts spent more on special education last year, and now they're being reimbursed less than they anticipated for services this school year. The state's biennial budget included a reimbursement rate for special education services of 42% this school year. But school officials recently learned the rate will be about 35%, and that's about $140 million less than they expected. That's because school districts spent more on special education than the Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimated. Beth Swadeen heads the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities. She says school districts have been starved for decades by the state legislature.
Each district builds a responsible budget and is working very hard to be good stewards of their public dollars. Now the rug is being pulled out from under them.
The 42% reimbursement rate would have been the highest in decades. Now school officials are having to readjust their budgets to make up for the loss of expected state funds. Early results of a new study show landfill runoff contained the highest levels of PFAS among liquid wastes sampled in Wisconsin. As Daniel Kading reports, the findings are part of an effort to gauge potential sources of PFAS in groundwater.
Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison looked at four potential sources of PFAS in groundwater. They analyzed around 50 samples from septage, wastewater, sewage sludge, and landfill runoff, or leachates. Caitlin Gruber is a UW-Madison PhD student and the study's lead author. Gruber says samples from 16 landfills showed PFAS levels up to thousands of times higher than drinking water standards passed last year by the Environmental Protection Agency.
Currently, the EPA does not require any monitoring or reporting for PFAS in landfill solid waste or leachates.
And no federal or state limits exist for the chemicals in groundwater, which provides drinking water to two-thirds of state residents. It also supplies water for around 800,000 private wells in Wisconsin. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The parent company of Associated Bank will acquire Nebraska-based American National Bank in a roughly $604 million all-stock deal. The company made the announcement yesterday. The move will broaden Green Bay-based Associated's reach across the Midwest. The company says it strengthens its position in the Twin Cities and expands into Nebraska and Iowa. Associated also says it's the largest bank headquartered in Wisconsin, and has almost 200 branches in 100 communities across Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, and Missouri. American National has 33 branches in Nebraska, Minnesota, and Iowa. The deal is expected to close in 2026. Wisconsin's Elections Commission has agreed to adjust an order that governs how the city of Madison should run its elections. As Sarah Lear reports, this stems from the last presidential election when nearly 200 of Madison's absentee ballots went uncounted.
After the Elections Commission investigated Madison's uncounted ballots earlier this year, it accused the former city clerk of a, quote, profound failure. Among other missteps, a commission report dinged Madison for printing its poll books unusually early. The commission initially told Madison to fix that by creating its poll books no earlier than a week before Election Day. Now, at the request of Madison's newly appointed city clerk, the commission has agreed to push that timeline back even later. The clerk says the revised deadline will ensure the poll books are more up to date. Those books can help officials keep track of which voters have returned their absentee ballots. Madison is facing a lawsuit over the uncounted ballots. They would not have changed the outcome of any race or referendum. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio brings the state together with reports from our 8 bureaus around the state and conversations about topics that matter to you. WPR is your connection to the pulse of Wisconsin. We are your source for in-depth news from Wisconsin, the U.S., and the world.
And finally, two Wisconsin counties are using artificial intelligence to handle non-emergency calls. Evan Casey has more.
La Crosse County started using an AI platform for non-emergency calls in May. Waukesha County plans to implement a similar system by the end of the year. This is what the AI assistant sounds like when people dial the non-emergency number.
My name is Ava. How can I help?
Corey Lynch is the operations supervisor for La Crosse County's communications center. He says the new AI system frees up dispatchers to focus on higher priority callers. It's handled over 40,000 calls so far.
This is a force multiplier. It's a tool to make the job more efficient.
The AI agent often forwards the caller to another line.
So it's redirecting for jail inmate information, parking questions, how to pay citations.
Lynch said 8 other Wisconsin counties have reached out to see how the system works. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
We'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy and cool today with high temperatures topping out in the 20s across the state. Pretty light winds throughout the day as well. Overnight, a chance for a little bit of light snow in northwestern Wisconsin. The rest of the state will stay cloudy with lows down into the single digits and teens overnight. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.